Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Today joining me is Jeanette Vaughn, Community Services Director for the City of Pella. All right, Jeanette, as we approach fall, we've got some programs that people can get signed up for. Let's start with some art programs.
Yeah, we have our art center programs. We still have some openings. We have openings for some after-school classes on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5, and that's for any kids kindergarten through 12th grade. And then we also have some openings still in our junior art center, which is Mondays and Fridays from 9 to 10. And then we do have some Mommy and Me class openings yet on Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30. So if you're interested in any of those, just stop by the community center and get signed up for them.
All right. And as far as the kids' classes, are there any age limits? Is there any cost? What are kind of the descriptions of those classes?
The art center programs, like the after school and the junior art centers, those are $32 for residents and $38 for non-residents, and that's for a semester of classes. The after school art programs are for kindergarten through 12th grade. Our junior art center classes, students must be at least 4 years old, and then for the Mommy and Me, the students must be at least 3 years old. And some of the different mediums that they explore in these classes include collaging, weaving, sculpting, printmaking, papermaking, painting, and puppet making. Our art center instructors help the students develop an appreciation for the value of learning, and our teachers are prepared to provide inspiration and the information necessary for the students.
All right, so it sounds like there's a lot of different activities that children interested in art can get involved with. And you've also got some adult programs that people can get signed up for. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, coming up in September on Tuesday night, September 10th from 7 to 9, we have an adult-only class that is for designing a funky or crazy mug that you would want to drink out of. So the fee for that is $3.
All right, and how do people get signed up for that?
They can call the community center. Otherwise, it's just show up from 7 to 9, and Mary Robertson will be there to assist anyone that shows up.
All right, and tell people exactly where the art center is located, because it's literally one of Pella's kind of hidden gems.
The community art center is at the community services building located at 712 Union Street. And what you want to do is enter through the north door and just go down a little half flight of steps, and the art center will be right in front of you.
Well, now that we've highlighted the arts, let's highlight some sports for the youngins and for some adults.
Great, yeah, this fall we have our adult volleyball registration going on, and you can register by calling the Community Services Department or by emailing Brenda, and we have that information on our website. Our deadline to register a team for adult volleyball, and that's either co-ed or women's, is Friday, September 20th.
All right, and what about the Little Tykes? I think flag football's already signed up for, is that correct? But the Little Tyke can still get in?
What we have upcoming yet that we do still have some openings for is our Little Tyke Flag Football Program, which is for boys and girls in the first and second grades. And that starts October 19th, and basically it's 4 Saturday mornings from 9 to 10:30. And the program is designed just as an introduction to the skills, drills, and game-like situations of flag football. So again, registration for that is $20 for residents, $24 for non-residents, and you do need to sign up by October 16th for that.
And while this might sound crazy to some of our listeners, the middle of October is only about 6 or 7 weeks away, so I think you've got some basketball, which is big in Pella, coming up.
We do have some girls and boys youth basketball programs coming up, and this program is for boys and girls currently in grades 3 through 6, and the boys will start October 14th and run through December 13th, and then the girls start in January through March, and each team is coached by parents with practices one night a week, and we do need some coaches still, so if you're interested, let us know. And the registration for the boys has started. Well, for the girls as well, but registration for the boys' program ends September 27th, so you want to make sure you're registered before that. And the registration fee is $40 for in the city limits and $48 for outside the city limits. And again, you can register for that at the community services office.
All right, Jeanette, so you've been in this position a couple months now. Maybe talk about some of the things that are getting you excited. I know you mentioned you're ready to start checking some projects off your list. What can we look forward to seeing here this fall?
We will basically just be taking a look at some of our park facilities and doing some work on there. We'll be doing some work on a shelter house at West Market Park. We're looking at doing some resurfacing out at our tennis court, so those are some things that will be coming up. Of course, we're already talking about planting tulips already, so we'll be having some requests out for volunteers coming up for that. We'll be doing that towards the end of October.
And as I was talking to Chandler, I believe he said over 104,000 tulips are going to be planted this fall?
Yep, 104,000 tulips, and that's just in our city beds and along the street beds.
All right, so Jeanette, we will catch up with you again here in a little bit once we get some of these fall seasons rolling along, and we'll get some more updates from you on what people can get signed up for at the community center. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again to the Community Services Director for the City of Pella, Jeanette Vaughn. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.